As many of you know, I'm from London, not the local London, Oregon, but London way to the east, 8 time zones to the east, where Greenwich Mean Time is measured from, so that's zero longitude passes through. And so when I was a boy thinking, if ever I thought I'd be in Oregon, I'd really think I'd be coming to the ends of the world. And in fact, you know, within these territories, if you just go up to Alaska, you reach the international time line, don't you? You'd be in another day if you crossed over there, possibly. So that thought came to mind, really, hearing the gospel today, that our Lord, he keeps appearing to the discouraged, weak apostles, you know, they're hidden, you know, in the upper room, he gives them that peace, and he commissions them and telling them that they will be the instruments of spreading the gospel from Jerusalem to the whole world. And it's amazing to think, isn't it, that those timid men became so empowered with the Holy Spirit that they were the ones who began that spread of the gospel to the parts of the world they never knew about. They never knew about America. And yet it's through them that we have received the faith. Today we will have the Archbishop's Catholic Appeal, in which he asks each one of us to support and to pledge our support, to put our shoulders to the plow, as it were, in this continuing work of spreading the gospel to all nations, to all men and women, even if we're just thinking particularly about this local area of Western Oregon, the Archdiocese of Portland and Western Oregon. Well, I would ask you to listen to this appeal with a completely open heart, with 100% openness to the message of the Archbishop, and a disposition that will be, I'm 100% behind this. Now, each one of us will discern what that means for us in terms of the actual concrete manner of support and how much we might pledge. But if we were all 100% behind the Archbishop, one heart and one mind, as the early church was, then great things will continue to happen, as you'll hear are already happening. So I encourage you to listen to this message with that great openness and an openness to what the Lord might be, how the Lord might be calling you to help. En estos es, hoy tenemos el apelo anual por el arzobispo, su apelo católico, pidiéndonos nuestro apoyo por los ministerios y apostolados, los programas que están en la arquidiócesis y que puedan desarrollar más con nuestro apoyo. Te pido que tú escuchas este mensaje de nuestro arzobispo con un corazón totalmente abierto, 100% abierto a su mensaje, y discernir en la presencia de Dios cómo Dios está llamándote a apoyar la misión de la Iglesia en esta región de la Arquidiócesis de Portland en el oeste de Oregón. Before the video, I just want to read a message from the Archbishop. My dear brothers and sisters, praise be Jesus Christ. As Catholics, we share in a Eucharistic solidarity. You and I share one faith and are united in our one mission to live and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Each one of us is essential to the vitality of our church, and that church needs you. Please join me in supporting the vital programs and ministries that we all depend upon to sustain the Catholic Church in Western Oregon by giving to the 2024 Archbishop's Catholic Appeal. I encourage you to take an envelope with you today, which you can find in your pews, and visit JesusChangesEverything.church to view the video, if you want to see it again, to learn more about how your dedicated support grows and sustains the church. Please embrace this opportunity to demonstrate your commitment to one another and to the mission entrusted to us by Christ. Remember, Jesus changes everything. I am grateful for your support. In Christ, Archbishop Alexander Sample. Mis queridos hermanos y hermanas, alabado sea Jesucristo. Como católicos estamos juntos en una solidaridad eucarística. Ustedes y yo compartimos una fe y estamos unidos en nuestra única misión, vivir y difundir el Evangelio de Jesucristo en todo el mundo. Cada uno de nosotros es indispensable para la vitalidad de nuestra Iglesia y su Iglesia necesita su apoyo. Únanse a mí para apoyar los programas y ministerios esenciales en los que todos dependemos para sostener la Iglesia Católica en el oeste de Oregón, donando a la colecta católica del Arzobispo 2024. Los animo a llevar un sobre con ustedes hoy que pueden encontrar en sus bancas o en el vestíbulo. Visiten JesusChangesEverything.church y vean el video para aprender más cómo su apoyo dedicado crece y sostiene la Iglesia. Por favor, aprovechemos esta oportunidad para demostrar tanto el compromiso entre nosotros como con la misión que Cristo nos ha confiado. Recuerden, Jesús lo cambia todo. Estoy agradecido por su apoyo en Cristo a su obispo Alexander Sample. Y ahora escuchemos el mensaje de nuestro obispo, que se dará en inglés y en español. We'll now listen to the message of the Archbishop, which will be given in both English and Spanish.
Since moving to Oregon in 2013, I've fallen in love with this region and its people. From the mighty Pacific to the majestic Cascades, the beauty of God's creation is so evident here. But what awes me most is the strength and the zeal of the faithful here in the Pacific Northwest. You, my dear brothers and sisters, inspire me. The church is vibrant and strong here because of you. Though diverse, we are united in our one faith, one mission. Though many parts, we are all one body in Christ. This year, as we begin the Archbishop's Catholic Appeal, I ask that you join me in supporting the vital programs and ministries that we all depend upon to sustain the Catholic Church in Western Oregon for today and for future generations. My dear brothers and sisters, praised be Jesus Christ. I have been your Archbishop here in Western Oregon for 11 years now, and I want you to know that through much consultation, a lot of listening, but more importantly, a lot of prayer, I believe the Lord has really put on my heart a clear vision and mission forward for us here as the Church in Western Oregon. And it centers around three things: a strong and united brotherhood of priests, parishes, and a people formed to evangelize, and mission-passionate Catholic education. The Archbishop's Catholic Appeal helps make this vision a reality. By giving to the ACA, you have a direct impact on our priests, parishes, and schools. The ACA is a primary means of support for the Catholic Church in Western Oregon. A strong brotherhood of priests includes taking care of those spiritual fathers of ours who are now in their senior years, and many are still contributing to the church. They rely on our love and support, prayerful and financial. Today, we care for 50 retired priests. Your generous support helps with their housing and medical expense. These are men who, like Christ, have given their lives to minister to others. They dedicated their lives to answer God's call. After decades of caring for the needs of their flock, this is a way we can honor and love them. We also have men preparing for the priesthood. Last year, the tuition and expenses for a single seminarian cost more than $55,000 per academic year. And the journey to the priesthood can take 9 years of study. We are currently blessed with 24 seminarians in Precy formation. These men will one day serve you, the faithful of Western Oregon, spreading God's word and love from Brookings to Portland. But today, they need your financial support to follow their vocation. We all know that the Lord has a special love and concern for the little ones among us, our children. Our schools should be unapologetically Catholic in identity and mission, and should be on fire for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have 11,000 students in our elementary and high schools. These young people face tremendous challenges, and that is why we need to provide them with a solid foundation of faith and a strong relationship with Jesus Christ so that they can navigate the life that God wants for them. Our schools rely on funding from this appeal to help those who cannot afford tuition, to maintain facilities, and to provide mission-passionate Catholic education. And I know we can succeed because we are witnessing success across our beautiful state. Over the last year, we have seen 3,700 people baptized, 3,600 people received First Communion, 4,400 people were confirmed, 5 men were ordained, and almost 1,000 adult catechumens and candidates joined the church this Easter. Thanks be to God for our growing church. Our parishes and ministries depend on your generosity to continue this growth. The church is alive and the Holy Spirit is on the move in Western Oregon. And we all have a role to build a strong priesthood, parishes formed to evangelize, and mission-passionate schools takes resources. To live the mission entrusted to us by Jesus means that each one of us is needed to support that one mission. Together, we can make this vision a reality. Brothers and sisters, please give. Your gift is not just a donation, but you are actively participating in our one mission to spread the gospel in Western Oregon. Every gift, regardless of its size, is a profound expression of faith and solidarity. It is a testament to our belief that we are one in the Eucharistic body of Christ, each of us essential to the vitality of our local church. We are united in Christ. We are united in one mission. Please help us fulfill Christ's commission to evangelize Western Oregon by participating and giving in this year's Archbishop's Catholic Appeal.
Please give!
Please give.
Please give.
Please give.
Sing donga.
Please give. Por favor, dona.
Please give.
Thank you and God bless you. And remember,
Jesus changes everything!
Well, it was a great video, I think. Very encouraging. I want to give you my own personal testimony that really there is a great sense of unity in, amongst the priesthood, and that the Archbishop has done a wonderful job in uniting us. And he really does have a passion that the gospel of Jesus Christ be spread throughout this archdiocese. And he just wants all of us to be united with him and to do our bit. So I just want to encourage you to, as he said, to please give. The goal for this Community of Our Lady Perpetual Help is $12,000. And so if 12 people pledged to give $83.34 a month, the rest of us would be left off the hook. But I don't want that to happen, okay? Yeah, so 12 could pledge 83 something. 24 could pledge 42 or something like that, okay? Yeah, and you, 36 could pledge 12. You work out the math, but we can spread it out and it can be done. So I really do encourage you. So please take the envelope. Some of you will have received it in the mail already and might already have discerned, and you may have mailed it in already. You can mail it in at any time directly to the Archdiocese, or you can drop it here and we'll make sure it gets there. You can do that today if you want. There'll be a basket passed around towards the end of Mass in case you would like to do it, but there is no rush. Please take your time to discern, but do it soon. You can also pledge online. The link is on the parish website with these videos. If you do pledge online, please make sure you select Our Lady of Perpetual Help as the parish so that your pledge will go towards the goal for this parish and not just end up in the general unassigned amounts. It all goes to the Archbishop, which is great, but it would be nice to see that this parish is putting its shoulder to the plow and doing its bit to meet the goal. So I just entrust this to your prayer, respond to the Lord's call, and be part of this exciting time, really, and be a faithful cooperator of what the Archbishop is doing, which, as he dares to say and I dare to echo, is very much the work of the Holy Spirit. Remember? What did he say to remember? Jesus changes everything. It's a nice byline, isn't it? And it's true. Let's say our creed.